Neurological update, Pamela Bengston, BENGTSON 1579, 12312, copied to Alan Perlman, MD. Please see physician Endo for full details. She also for her chronic pain syndrome with underlying fibromyalgia, osteoarthritis, recurrent piriformis syndrome. Continues to do well on her current regimen, which has been quite stable with no side effects except occasional possible excessive daytime sleepiness, with no misuse or abuse, and improved functionality, i.e. working full time. She has widespread pain. Overall pain has been reduced to 2 on Duragesic, 25 every 48 hours, Savella 50 BID, Neuron, 2,400 milligrams a day. Eucara, just recently, she's complained of occasional sleepiness during the day. I've given her a variety of ways to make sure it's not a medication effect. I'd recommend she reduce her Soma from 3 per day PRN to max 2 per day. And if that doesn't help, then consider decreasing the fentanyl from 25 every 48 hours to every 72 hours, or cut it down to 12 every 48 hours. I've also asked that she follow up with Dr. Perlman because it may be unrelated to her medication, could be just a result of fibromyalgia, but would need to rule out other disorders such as obstructive sleep apnea, hypothyroidism, depression, etc. If her pain contract is up to date, her SOAP score is decreased from a 7 to a 5, and her urine drug screen from 5, 18-12 was appropriate, will be repeated today per protocol. If her worst areas, her low back, no particular features, mainly with sitting, improved by walking. New paragraph, she has 18 of 18 tender points, no trigger points, straight leg raising negative. She's ordinary with normal energy condition mood. The rest of her neurological exam is non-focal. Impression, chronic pain syndrome, semicolon, multifactorial, semicolon, underlying fibromyalgia, osteoarthritis, semicolon, well-controlled on current regimen with improved functionality. Number 2, exacerbation of chronic low back pain. Plan, simplify meds as discussed. Further workup for Dr. Perlman. Check urine drug screen per protocol. MRI of the lumbar spine and pelvis, since this is her worst area, for follow-up 6 months for the diagnosis, treatment, and results.